Julian Bennett, is that a realistic one? I mean, he's got quite a pedigree, hasn't he?
Absolutely. You know, he's had a long injury, and I think he's finishing professionally might be getting a compensation claim, what they do when they can't play professional football anymore. So he's going to come into non-league. But he's looked, obviously his qualities have been exceptional in training. So providing we can get him fit and keep him fit, then, you know, it seems like he wants to be at the football club. And he's been so great around the lads, you know, like talking to Kane Felix after training, and his persona around the place has been exceptional. You know, a 30-year-old pro, but willing to give something back to the game. So he will be a real big asset to the football club if we can get him. You know, he's passionate about his football. He just wants to play, but he'll be great around the group. He's an absolutely smashing lad. So, you know, hopefully we can get him fit, and hopefully he can step up to the, not the level, but just the fitness capabilities, and that he can play every week. Do you know what I mean? Because he's, the last couple of years, he has struggled with injuries. So, but the demands of maybe only training twice a week, and Joel maybe just going from game to game, we might be able to keep him fit. And if we can, we'll have ourselves a fantastic plan.
How did that one come about then? Did you know him anyway, or
no? I didn't know him. I don't know. To be quite fair, I think Richard might have had something to do with it. You know, Richard's generally got his fingers in pies all around the place, so he's turned up at training. And it was quite funny because I didn't know who he was. You know, I'm a London boy and I'm not a Forest fan. I wasn't too aware of Julian Bennett. And then after training, we'd finished, and he came over to me and said, "Gaffer, is there, I'll come back again on Thursday?" And then I sort of laughed to myself and I said, "Yeah, of course you can, Benno, not a problem."
So he's potentially a left back. Are you looking for a left midfielder as well? Or?
Yeah, I mean, potentially. I mean, he's played 10 years in the, you know, Championship and First Division as a left back. So,
yeah.
Like I say, if we can keep him fit, then he could be a real good signing.
Are you still looking at a player for the left wing as well, a different player for left wing?
Well, like I say, we've got Sheridan, we've got McGee, you see, we've got Jay that played today, we've got Kane Felix, so we've got, you know, Kane's played on the left today, Jay's played on the right, Sheridan can play left or right, so between our squad at the moment, we've got, you know, a left-hand sided player, so that's not now crucial to us. The left back is a crucial area, maybe. I mean, obviously you can see Mars, he's played today like he's played there all his life. But ideally, we'd like a left-footed player there. So Benno might fill that role. It might be a case that Mars, he starts the season at left-back until Benno gets his proper fitness or whatever. But I'd like to keep Benno at the football club in some capacity because he's a smashing lad. And then we've got the two goalkeepers today that we've looked at as well. So the three positions we wanted, goalkeeper, left-back and left-mid, looks like they're pretty much solved.
And as for Harry Lim, obviously he's very young.